A well-regulated podcast being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and watch Deep Fat Fried shall not be infringed.
Deep Fat Fried.
All righty then. How's everybody doing? Hey, Paul, have you lost weight?
Yeah. I've definitely, I've been really trying. I feel comfortable enough now for the first time to take my shirt off on the show.
Dude, Paul, you fucking slimmed down, dude.
I mean, I've been really working hard at it, man.
Looking good.
I lost one whole set of titties
already.
Why
do you have another hat on your shoulder? That's my only question.
I don't know. I've got a big lump of extra skin over there that gets really cold.
I mean, you guys probably don't realize this, but if you ever see the movie Blade, the fat like vampire thing in like the basement or whatever that is, that's what Paul used to look like.
I'm actually happy that I've gotten down to that level. You know, that was actually about midway through my weight loss process.
That was pretty impressive. I mean, Paul used to have his own the gravity around Paul. Like Paul altered the gravity of items around him. Like Paul kind of had like the force going on because things were attracted to him so strongly.
I mean, you can see the Band-Aids on me. That's just from like little like coins and stuff being attracted to my gravity and hitting me real hard.
Those are craters.
Yeah.
Those are fucking Paul craters, dude, with craters of pride.
Well, Paul, I'm going to have to insist you put your shirt back on. Thank God for that. All right. So for those of you who are watching the 10-minute preview of this on YouTube, you can get the full show by being a patron over on the Deep Fat Fried Patreon, link to down below.
Just leave it. I actually like that better than looking at me.
I
bet people wouldn't even notice, dude. Just leave it up.
Nah.
Oh, come on, TJ.
I'm not.
God damn it. It's fucking Glenn's
fault. I'm not willing to do it.
Dude, Glenn, you're dropping the fucking ball.
Glenn?
Yeah, that's Glenn.
This is Glenn, dude.
Oh. All right.
Who'd you think that was? Chauncey? Yeah,
no, I mean,
dude, Chauncey.
I assumed.
Glenn.
That's Chauncey's cousin, Glenn.
Yeah, this is his cousin, Glenn.
Glenn?
Yeah, this is Glenn. You haven't met Glenn before?
What a lame name.
I mean, I didn't name
him. Well, we brought him here to help with technical support issues on the show.
Yeah, I mean, like, we've heard a lot of complaints. Glenn is actually an expert on, you know, broadcasting and audio and video support. So he's going to basically talk us through any issues we may have.
Yeah. So like if the show has any technical issues or anything, it's no longer my purview. It's Glenn's purview.
Yeah, Glenn's taking over.
While we're talking, if there happens to be no technical issues, is Glenn just going to flex at the mic or what? Like, is he going to flex at the camera?
I mean, obviously Glenn does not have any muscles. He is in fact a skeleton.
He's a skeleton.
So,
I mean, he might
see him go like kiss his bicep.
You know what, Paul? He might have a bone to pick with you.
Oh.
Why did he raise his foot at me just now? What am I supposed to read into there? Like, is that, what kind of threat is that? Okay, dude.
I don't know, dude. I don't know.
All right. All right, Glenn.
If someone started raising their foot at me, I think I'd be disturbed.
I'm done. Yeah.
You got a problem, Paul?
I've heard.
You got a fucking problem,
dude? I got no problem, man. Put your foot down, bro. Put your foot down. Holy shit.
Yeah, that's how you do it. today's show is about the Second Amendment.
The most important amendment.
The only amendment, really.
The only one amendment that actually matters. I mean, look, if you take away that amendment, every other amendment just falls apart.
All the other amendments are just dog shit comparison to the great and illustrious Second Amendment.
What good are the other amendments without the Second Amendment to make sure that they can be enforced?
Yeah, exactly. That's why they made it first. I mean, second.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I mean, it should have been first.
Let's just read this through this thing for a second because it's real short. They used to, I mean, it's like amazing. Now everything's like fucking, you know, paragraphs upon paragraphs. This is just like, one sentence. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
Can we just call the episode, dude? I mean, it says it right there. Shall not be infringed.
Black and white. All right, so
people's right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
We got guns.
Case
so
closed.
The end. I mean, bye. Pretty short episode. Just, you know.
Well, thank you guys for tuning in.
Hope you guys learned something.
I thought there was more to unpack there, but it seems pretty straightforward.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah. Thanks for being patrons, though. And I guess we'll see you next
week. I guess
this
is going to be one of the first episodes where the 10-minute preview is actually just as long as the...
we got to go at least 30 seconds longer than 10 minutes. Then,
okay. Well, shit.
Oh, shit. All right. So we better figure out some filler.
Fuck.
All right. So here's what we'll do.
Okay.
Why don't we go around the room for a second? Everyone just give their opinions on guns in America. Scotty, I know you like guns. I've seen you shooting guns. There's those pictures that every time there's a shooting, it gets circulated around that you did it, and they show pictures of you with them guns and shit. So
I get around. What can I say?
Yeah, you're pretty much the responsible for all the mass shootings in America.
At this point, yes. Well, I mean, I think there's a couple I missed out on.
Oh, really? Like, which ones are you not responsible for?
I didn't do the one. What is it? I didn't shoot up. What's that fucking place? I can't fucking remember, dude. There's so many of these mass shootings.
Was it Sandy Hook or was that you?
Oh, no, I did that one.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that was that had Scotty written all over it.
Oh, I didn't do the one in Paris because the Eagles of Death Metal. Because I kind of, they're okay. I like some of their songs.
Oh, so you were just kind of, yeah, okay.
The one at the stadium bombs and stuff, that was me, but I didn't want to shoot up a concert because that seemed like a lot of fun. I actually attended that concert.
Got it.
So you almost got shot.
I had a bunch of guns on me, so I was fine.
So you actually...
They saw me with my guns and like, whoa, that dude's got a gun. And they
you were at that Selena Gomez concert or whatever the fuck it was that got shot up?
No, Eagles of Death Metal.
Oh, that one. Oh, okay.
That shooting.
Yeah.
Not the Selena.
I'm losing track. I'm starting to lose track.
Because think about it. This terrorists see unarmed French guys and they're like, oh, kill them. But they see me, they're like, American with a gun. They're all like, oh, shit, we surrender, dude.
That's really all we need to stop this fucking Muslim invasion going on in Europe is just send a couple Americans over there with guns to stand around.
I mean, you know, that is what happened with that train. Remember the fucking terrorists tried to take over that train and there were some Americans on it and the Americans were just like, bullshit.
American service members, TJ.
Yeah.
They fucking, you're like, you know what? And they actually played themselves in a fucking movie directed by Clint Eastwood.
Anyway, what do you think of guns in America, Scotty?
I think more guns... All the time, guns, everywhere, guns. Look, if these people are worried about these fucking, you know, these whiners at this fucking Parkland place are worried about guns, give every student a fucking gun. Give every fucking toddler a gun. Give every child a gun. They're worried about these schools being invaded, but guess what? That fucking toddler is going to pull out a fucking .357 Magnum and blow that fucking goddamn child predator away.
Hey, mister. Reach for the sky. Of my school. Don't tread on me.
If you just have a fucking, if everyone had a gun. Okay, now guys, follow me. If everyone has a gun, everyone's safe, dude.
From my cold, dead, chubby little hands.
Scotty did 311. That's so true. Paul.
I mean, I got no problem with people having guns as long as they can demonstrate that they're fucking, like, responsible enough, which is a really long way of saying that I don't think most people should have guns.
All right. I'm kind of the mindset that guns should be regulated more like cars. I've said it before. I said it a million times.
So you want to ban guns?
Yes.
You want to ban fucking guns?
Essentially,
TJ?
Yes. Just a gun ban. In the same way it's impossible to get a car, I think it should be
impossible. We have a Second Amendment, TJ. You got a problem with the fucking Second Amendment? Just get out of this fucking country, bitch.
I mean, this is the place to raise the problems. If you got problems, this is the show. So get all your grievances out. You know what I mean?
All right, so recently, not super recent, March 18th through 21st, basically, of 2018. So, you know, about a half a month ago, maybe about 20 days, something like that, Fox News conducted a poll.
Yeah, Fox fucking News conducted a poll.
Proposals to reduce gun violence. Percent saying favor.
You guys ready for this one? Ready for this, Paul?
Oh, this is going to be a blowout.
You panty ass fucking liberals here.
All right, so require universal checks, 91%.
Let me just check this. No, this is rigged.
Rigged poll.
Fox News. Look, guys, I don't know where you pulled this from. This is not Fox News.
They accidentally inverted the numbers on each of these percentages.
Yeah, they meant to say 19%.
Oh, well, no. Strike the 9 from that one. 1% of people.
Oh, it's just they added an extra 9. Oops.
All errors. See,
they fat-fingered every one of these added an extra number accidentally.
So, yeah, 91% of people favor requiring universal checks. I'm part of that 91%.
What would that entail? What would a universal... It would mean that if you want to buy a gun, no matter what, There's like a federal background check to make sure. What are they looking
That's
for?
That's like you go to a gun show. They fucking force the government. It fucking puts you on a registry, Paul. They fucking check everybody that wants to buy a gun. And I don't fucking. That scares me.
I'm assuming they mean.
Tyranny, TJ. I mean, it's tyranny.
Since the next one is require mental health checks, I'm assuming the universal checks are for like criminal stuff.
I can't even believe that that's not already.
I mean, there's
law.
there's practically no laws in America when it comes to guns. I mean, some states have some stronger laws, but you know, nationally we don't have shit for.
Like,
gun
we don't
laws.
Look into a person's past and see if he's already like done violence with guns before we sell another one.
So, require mental health check, 84%.
So you want to stigmatize people with mental health, TJ? Because look, let's say I'm a law abiding gun owner.
Honestly,
TJ. Let's say I'm a law abiding gun owner, TJ.
Uh huh.
And but maybe I have a problem with anxiety, or I have a problem with, you know, depression, or I have a problem with, so you know what? And I go, see, I can't get help now, because if I do that, nope, government comes, takes all my guns away, TJ. Take all my guns away.
I mean, I think that probably there actually could be a potential there for people being discriminated against on the basis of mental
people
health.
With mental health issues will be discriminated against.
You know, I mean, like, if you're fucking schizophrenic or something... You know, you don't need to have access.
Are there
to
any studies that show people with schizophrenic are more violent, TJ?
Not really. Oh. But
so schizophrenic people shouldn't be allowed to own guns. Well, no, there's not any more violent, TJ.
They're prone to delusions and hysteria. So
I mean, yeah.
I mean, that can sometimes make
an armed society is a polite society.
Well, you know, if you're schizophrenic, you might think a polite society
you know
isn't
what?
Being polite.
You know what? If they do that, then I got my gun and bang, bang, crazy schizo is fucking dead. Good guy with the guns that can defeat the bad guy with the gun, TJ. So a terrorist comes in. What do you want, TJ? A bunch of police officers are unarmed to deal with them. Hey, Mr. Terrorist, please stop killing those people. Stop shooting. No, you want a fuck cop with a fucking big ass gun to shoot that fucking terrorist dead, TJ? Don't you?
I mean, I'd like him to try and talk to the terrorist.
No,
first, if that's okay.
Dead.
Raise legal age to buy to 21. 72% support it.
Lower it to 16.
What is it now?
It's 18.
Okay. Put armed guards
in
schools.
It depends. 18 for long rifles, like 21 for handguns.
So 69%. That's the Trump solution. Pretty much
putting armed guards
in schools. 69% say yes.
Yeah, I'm fine with that one. That one's okay.
Here's this one. This is the one that almost surprises me the most. Ban assault weapons, 60%.
No,
just outright can't get assault weapons anymore.
See, I don't even subscribe to that.
So people don't want to take guns, but they're saying they want to ban assault weapons.
I think if we did the first three, we may not need to do the last two.